Well, he watches plenty of football each and every week, and he commentates on the game for Fox Sports, and he's a Queensland Origin coach, and he joins us each and every Monday morning. And we've got him on a little bit earlier this morning because we believe he's at the airport. Morning, Kevy.
Good morning, Laurie. Good morning, Tico. Yeah, man, I am actually. I'm heading down to Adelaide to promote next year's Origin game. I think it's game one on the Wednesday, so should be a cracking day in Adelaide.
Yeah, it will be, mate. It's a terrific venue. They love it. They just turn the lights on and they pack it out, even with nothing happening there. And it's going to be, such a spiritual ground as far as cricket's concerned. The world of AFL's embraced it now. But that's game one next season, mate, Wednesday, June 2.
That's exactly right. And, yeah, so, look, I think it's fabulous that the game, takes these origins to different parts of Australia. We were in Perth earlier this year and now we're off to Adelaide next year. So it's going to be a fantastic opening to the series again, which hotly contested, no doubt.
Yeah. Do you think that's the way of the future with Origin, Kevy? One game in New South Wales, one game in Queensland, and then have a neutral venue?
Well, I think we'd play Origin in the desert. We wouldn't sort of matter. The players wouldn't matter where it's being played. But I think it's great to be able to play it at these iconic venues such as the Adelaide Oval. It's got such a steep history of sport, particularly around cricket and AFL, and it's wonderful that we can get a rugby league game there, particularly State of Origin. I mean, the pinnacle of our game, to showcase that in Adelaide, that's something really special for the game, I believe.
What about the Raiders' performance on the weekend? The first time the Storm have ever led by 18 and been run down. Raiders, couple of players in the sin bin, and to come back and win, it's one of their best ever performances, I believe.
Oh, it was outstanding, Laurie. So much so that I've dusted off the number 20 from 1989. It's out of the cupboard. It's on, mate. I've been wearing it the last couple of days.
Good boy. Get on the bandwagon, Kevy.
I'm on, mate. I'm on already. Look, it was tremendous performance, particularly against the Melbourne Storm at Amy Park. And to come down from 18-0, just shows the spirit and character amongst that team. And when you have that, regardless of how you play, you're going to go a long way in this competition. You know the feeling, Laurie, amongst teammates when you pull off that sort of victory. That's a huge confidence boost for the Raiders.
I was having a conversation with Josh Hodgson a couple of weeks ago when I was down there and having a quiet yarn, having a beer. And anyhow, I just said, "Oh, mate, who's the team that you fear the most?" And he said to me, "He said, you know what? We don't fear anyone. He said we believe on our day we can beat anyone. If we get it right, we can win." And I'm thinking, I thought they might have said the Roosters or might have said the Melbourne Storm. But he genuinely believed that if they get themselves in the best possible shape, that they win. And I think that's a strong mindset to have.
That's the best mindset to have. And regardless of what the outside world is saying, inside that sanctum, inside those four walls, of the Raiders and what they do, is everything. It doesn't matter what your opinion or my opinion or TK's opinion is of where they're going to finish or how we think their season's going to go. It's what those players think. And they've got, with Hodgson steering the ship, and he wasn't at his best the other night either, was he? A couple of loose passes and a couple of, plays that he would like to have over again. But even with all of that, they're just like a really good team, and they've got some players that can do some really good things, in big moments, which is what you need, as you know. To win those bigger end of season games. And the Raiders have got strike, and they're really strong in defence as well, which is something that I know they've worked really hard on, over the off season, and they're getting the results. I think they're the second best defensive team in the competition, which suggests that in the big moments they can defend their try line, which is a key asset as well towards the end of the season.
No doubt. Kevy, the Brisbane Broncos, I thought they flexed their muscles, all those young forwards. It looked like men against boys in some of those contests, individual contests up against the Penrith Panthers. But they've got some trouble coming, mate. Tevita Pengai Jr. for that crusher tackle on Maloney, he could miss 4 to 5 weeks. And then you've got Jake Turpin, who's doing a good job in the halves for Brisbane. He could miss 2 to 3 weeks for that for his incident, which was a
swinging arm.
It was a closed fist swinging arm. I know the bloke's head was only 6 inches off the ground, but it was still a swinging arm.
I'm not going to argue with you there. It wasn't there for everyone to see, but poor old Jack Turpin, or I should say poor old Jack, he's going to spend, what's he got, a couple of weeks, hasn't he?
Two with an early plea, 3 if he fights it and loses, and Tevita Pengai Jr., 4 games with an early plea, 5 games if he fights it and loses.
Yeah, well, I believe they are going to fight the charge, so that'll be interesting to see what they come up with there.
Maybe get a downgrade
with Tavita. He would be a big out for them. But the paint house for mine is the main destroyer, isn't he, for the Broncos? I mean, he was something else the other night. As for a 19-year-old to go out and do what he did, and you know, I heard Laurie earlier saying, and all the comments over the weekend is that's the best front rows try that anyone's ever seen. Well, I reckon he's throwing back rows and locks and halfbacks and 5/8s and all those things in that try. It just had everything. And you know, it was a great individual effort. And he's really dragging the Broncos over the line at the moment. Him and some of those younger forwards, they're just creating so many opportunities, which is great for them to be so young and so dominant at this level.
Kevin, you've won 6 premierships, so you know how to get the job done. Do you think the Roosters are sort of building and timing their run to perfection at the moment?
Yeah, I think those for sure and certain.
As long as they're about, you know, they'll finish in the top 4, which is where you need to be, obviously. And, you know, again, they're a team that on their day, they'll beat anyone if they can get it right. And they haven't sort of got it right so far this year. But I think their coach, Trent Robinson, has taken a different path with them this year to previous years. He's been open and honest about that. So they might be getting their timing just right. But, yeah, I just, you know, the next sort of 3 or 4 weeks, very important for teams like South, who have fallen off the perch a bit, haven't they, the last couple of weeks. But Wayne Bennett's a very experienced coach, and no doubt this week, what a blockbuster that is here at Suncorp. South Sydney, you know, up against the Broncos. That's just mouth-watering, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, mate, you know Wayne as well as anyone. When he comes up against, you know, his former protégés or someone that he's got a bit of rivalry with, and, of course, he had great rivalry with Brian Smith all those years ago. Yeah. Is there an extra spring in his step in the build-up to these type of games?
I reckon he'd be in the office now, Laurie, getting things organised and getting ready. Yeah, look, it certainly is. And coaches will deny that and say, you know, Craig Bellamy's the same. Like him and Ricky Stewart on the weekend, they're great mates, but he would have dearly loved to have won that game. So they do. It's just natural, I guess, and particularly coming up against the Broncos, Wayne will be, you know, putting everything in this. And given where their team is at the moment as well, it's a big match for South Sydney. They need to get themselves back into that top 4 and back into some form. You know, I couldn't think of a better way for them to do that at Suncorp. And then you've got the Broncos, who are desperate to stay in the 8. You know, they're sitting in 7th at the moment, and they need to win probably 1 or 2 more games to secure their position. So, it's a huge game on Friday night.
Where do you think it's going wrong for South at the moment?
I think Sam Burgess has won. Injuries have sort of crueled their season to some degree, and you need your captain out there, Lloyd. There's no doubt that Sam Burgess is the key for South Sydney. When he'll be back, I'm not sure, but you know, he needs to play a couple of games, I would have thought, or at least one into the finals where he can find some form and get his timing, all those things right, because he's a natural leader of that South Sydney side. And having said that, though, still got, you know, guys like Damien Cook and you know, Walker. They're great players in themselves, so they got enough strike there in the next couple of weeks to get themselves in a good position, I would have thought.
No doubt. Now, I'll ask you first, mate. Will the winner of the comp come from outside Storm, Roosters, Raiders?
Are a good chance. You know, with the football that they've been playing, they can defend well as well. So, you know, I thought it'd be out of those 5, I reckon, in the race. But
okay,
we say that every year and someone puts their hand up, don't they, a team? Could it be the Broncos? Could it be Penrith? Could it be Cronulla? Yeah. They've all got enough talent there to you know, go deep into September. So nothing would surprise me, boys. Yeah. That's the beauty of our game.
And from what you've seen so far, and these are the teams outside the 8, can Penrith, Newcastle or the Tigers force their way into the 8, or do you reckon it might stay like it is at the moment with Brisbane and Cronulla just hanging on?
I certainly think Newcastle can. You know, I like what they're doing. They're building. They've obviously got some talented players as well. You know, the Pongers and the Pierces in the big moments can pull something out. So, they've been heavily criticised, haven't they, the last sort of month and haven't done a lot, but they got a good win on the weekend. And I think their run home is as good as any team's as far as the opposition that they're playing. So I think they played Penrith in the last game, did they?
They do, Kevy. They've got the Tigers this week, then they've got the Titans, and then they've got Penrith to possibly decide whether it's them or Penrith going into the 8.
I think it's going to come down to that myself. So, again, depending on Penrith's fortunes as well. But certainly everyone in Newcastle would be believing that they can still make the 8. They've got every right to believe that.
We know you've got a plane to catch, mate. Good luck with the announcement later on today.
Yeah, should be great. Good on you, boys.